narrow escape over Orange County. A United Airlines spokesperson provided a statement regarding the incident, saying that pilots on Flight 589 were advised by air traffic control to watch for a military helicopter flying near John Wayne Airport. They saw the helicopter and received a traffic alert, which they responded to by leveling their aircraft. The United flight then landed safely without any incidents or damage. The close call occurred around 8:40 p.m. PST on Tuesday, March 24, when a Sikorsky UH-60 Black Hawk helicopter of the U.S. Army passed within 500 feet of a United Airlines Boeing 737-800 passenger jet. The airliner, reading as Flight UAL 589, flew over and behind the helicopter as it was headed into John Wayne Airport, SNA, on final approach to land. The Federal Aviation Administration is now investigating how this near-miss unfolded. Public flight data from Flight Radar 24 shows a vertical separation of 500 feet and less than 1,500 feet of horizontal separation between the two aircraft at the moment when their courses passed at the point of closest proximity. This incident comes as part of an ongoing effort to improve safety around the nation in the wake of the tragedy of Flight 5342 at Ronald Reagan National Airport, DCA, in 2025. The FAA has issued new airport directives designed to improve safety specifically involving helicopters of the U.S. Armed Forces around civilian airports. The new guidance prohibits flying under visual separation rules between helicopters and airports, which is a significant change from previous regulations. This move aims to reduce the risk of collisions between military aircraft and commercial air traffic. Air traffic control at John Wayne had advised the airliner's pilots to watch for the military helicopter that was flying near the airport before the moment when the plane flew over it. This is in compliance with the new FAA instructions that require ATC to manage lateral and vertical separation using radar and other instrument guidance tools. The close call triggered a traffic collision avoidance system, TCAS, warning, which requires immediate pilot action. The pilots responded by leveling their aircraft during the landing approach out of caution. A spokesperson for United Airlines told NBC News that the aircrew received the TCAS alert on the flight deck and took necessary actions to avoid any potential collision. Fortunately, the jetliner with its 162 passengers and 6 crew members all landed safely without any incidents or damage. The incident serves as a reminder of the importance of effective air traffic management in preventing such close calls. The FAA's efforts to improve safety protocols are crucial in reducing the risk of accidents involving military aircraft and commercial air traffic.